It is National FFA Weekend on KMMO. We celebrate by visiting with our area FFA chapters. With me is Dylan Shoup of the Pilot Grove FFA chapter. Dylan, how are you?
I am good.
First of all, who are your parents?
My parents are Mike and Joni Shoup.
And who is your advisor at Pilot Grove?
My advisor is Mr. Custer.
You hold the office of president. Have you held other offices?
I have actually been president twice now. This is my second term.
Great. And what is your SAE project?
My SAE is I have a show steer that I'm working to get broke and prepared for the fair, and I'm also doing woodworking projects.
I'm sure all chapters have different activities they do during FFA week. What are some of the activities your chapter's doing?
Well, we have like dress-up days, you know, we're just for fun, but we're also doing like an ag appreciation breakfast where we invite all the local farmers and agribusinessmen to our ag shop, and we provide them with a very good breakfast.
I know a lot of the FFA chapters that do that say they have to get up really early and get out here and fix the food. That's probably the same way here, right?
Yes, it is.
Tell us about your experience so far in FFA. What are some of the highlights so far?
FFA, it's a chapter where there's really not a dull moment. Like, there's always something going on. And if there isn't, you're preparing for something that's going to happen. Like, we have our FFA barbecue and banquet and all of them, and they're just so separated throughout the year that you're just almost always preparing for them. But it's always so much fun once the events get here just to get to work them and provide them.
Have you won any awards or have any accomplishments so far in FFA?
I was Star Greenhand my freshman year, and I was Star Agribusinessman my last year.
What led you originally to become an FFA member?
FFA was kind of like an inherited trait. Like, my grandpa was always big into it, my dad, my siblings, so it just was kind of a given that I was going to be an FFA member.
Okay. Have you been to a national convention? If so, what are your thoughts on that?
I have been. I've been 3 years now, and I think every year it gets a little bit more exciting. There's definitely never a dull moment out there. You are almost always busy and almost doing something, which is fun. It is tiring, so you're pretty tired on the way home, but it's definitely worth it.
It's kind of awesome in Indianapolis downtown to see about 60 or 70,000 Blue Jackets. They just kind of take over.
Absolutely. It's like the flood of the Blue Jackets.
What are your future plans, Dylan?
My future plans are to attend the University of Missouri Columbia and major in something along the lines of healthcare.
If you had someone younger than you that wanted to be an FFA, would you recommend it to them and why?
I would definitely recommend FFA to them because even if you don't live on a farm or have animals, there's definitely something in this organization that can benefit you and that you will be interested in.
Well, Dylan, thanks for joining me. Wish you the best luck with the rest of your FFA career and as you head to Mizzou. Good luck there.
Thank you.
That was Dylan Shoup of the Pilot Grove FFA chapters. We salute all the area FFA chapters, their advisors, and members during National FFA Week on KMMO.